Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 3 to 7 on Boston's Rock Station, WAAF.
Jody!
Hey, Carrie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Getting ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday. I'm assuming you're doing the same.
Yes, I am. Looking forward to a few days off.
How does the fastest woman on two wheels spend Thanksgiving?
Well, to be honest, I'm going to go to New Jersey to my aunt's house. On the shore in Ocean City.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be nice to spend some days on the water, even though it'll be a little chilly, but that's okay.
So when you're down there hanging out with the family, I'm assuming they're all going to make fun of you now because you're like a wicked famous TV star as of tonight.
I suppose so. I mean, it doesn't really change me. I am who I am, but that's okay. I can, you know, hopefully it'll be a good show. I'm sure it will be.
So tell me about this show.
Okay, so I am like itching for people to ask, so I can't wait for it to air. But so it's three, it's all about threes. So it's three builders. You have 3 days and $3,000 to build a cool bike, pretty much. And it's, you know, to two teams. And, you know, you compete against each other, and then there's three judges, and they judge the bikes and ride them and come up with who's the best bike, whichever is the best bike. So it was quite the experience. I didn't know a lot going into it, and I didn't know a lot even once I got to California. But it was a good experience. I learned a lot. Definitely value what I have in our shop here and the resources and the equipment and stuff that we use here is not, you know, we use the best stuff here and a lot of people don't get the opportunity to use that stuff. So I learned how to use some things pretty quick.
Duct tape and popsicle sticks, putting together a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. But it was pretty cool. The cool thing that I kind of thought going into it was that I was the only girl on the show, and they've filmed, I believe either 6 or 8 episodes, and, you know, it's two teams of three, and come to find out, I am the only girl that competed in it. And obviously that is huge. Like, I'm excited for that because I'm honored that A, I could compete with them. You know, B, I hope I represented us well, which I think I did, and C, whew, it was quite the chore being in a garage full of guys who had no sleep and, you know, under a deadline. But we got it done, so that's the important thing.
Who ended up on your team?
So I was on a team with Will Ramsey. He owns Faith Forgotten Choppers in, they're in Kentucky. I think they're in Louisville. And Kevin, who owns Loaded Gun Customs in Ocean City, Maryland. And they're both very respectable, great guys. They're good builders. It was kind of Kevin's deal. He got asked to do this show and said, if you could put together a dream team, who would it be? And he picked Will and I to compete with him. And the three of us competed against another team, Losa Engineering, out of California.
How do you turn $3,000 into a motorcycle that can be ridden and have it not be a death trap?
Well, we start off, we started off with a bike. So each episode you start off with a random bike. You don't know what you're going to get. It could be literally anything. We lucked out that we started off with Sportsters. So, we both start off with the same bike and then, you know, you have to pretty much make it look cool, you know, and make it perform better and, you know, just make it not stock pretty much. But not for nothing, $3,000 doesn't go very far. You know, I could spend $3,000 on paint alone. And you know, that's what my thing was. I got brought in to do the paint, because I've been doing a ton of paint at our shop with my dad.
Yeah, I saw some of the helmets that you guys are doing. I got to get you my helmet. I want you to paint it because those helmets are badass.
I would love to. I would love to, for sure.
So what did you, I don't want to give away everything because I want people to watch the show tonight, but where did you come up with the idea for the paint scheme for the bike on the show?
Well, to be completely honest, I am a visual person. Like, I like to see things. So I knew that once I saw what we got, you know, my wheels would start turning and I'd come up with something. And immediately I did. And, you know, I'm under a time frame, too, so it can't be something too involved or too much because I don't want to cut myself short. And, you know, once I saw what we had, I, you know, immediately was able to think, all right, I'm going to do this. And then literally as I'm doing it, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to add this. Ooh, this would probably work better here. You know, so I kind of, as I go, and even when I'm painting stuff here, whether it's a helmet, a paint job, or even a Yeti cup, I kind of start taping and see where it goes.
So tell everybody what the show's called again and then where they can check it out.
Okay, so the show is going to be on tonight at 9 p.m. It's called Wrench Against the Machine. It's on the Esquire channel, which you may think, oh, I don't know what that channel, but I bet you have it because it's one of those channels you don't even know you have. It's up and coming. They got a lot of other cool shows on it. So the Esquire channel, 9 p.m. tonight, Wrench Against the Machine.
I really appreciate you calling, Jody. You're always doing something cool.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited that you and I are on the same page.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, my bike's off the road for the winter right now. But come spring, you and I are going for a ride. We're going to make that happen.
We definitely will. Definitely, for sure.
So where are you going to be watching the show tonight? Are you going to watch yourself on TV?
Yes, I'm going to watch it with all my friends, my family, and hopefully some of your listeners. We're going to be at Baldi's Pizzeria in Lakeville. It's a new place. They have delicious food. It's a cool atmosphere. Come down and hang out. I'll be giving away tons of T-shirts and all kinds of prizes. It's going to be a fun night.
Well, congratulations. Have a great party tonight. Now you're a TV star.
Thank you, Carrie.
Mistress Carrie. Weekdays 3 to 7 on Boston's Rock Station. WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.